You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Straight up 11 a.m. in the Southland on a Tuesday, which means it's Live Imaging Tuesday. I'm trying to... Okay.
Sorry. I just need it in front of me. I'm trying to get ready. Sorry.
Today's been chaotic.
It has been a chaotic day, Producer Taylor.
Sorry about
that. It has been chaotic. Anyway, like I was saying, Live Imaging Tuesday on Travis and Sliwa. Welcome back, Sli.
Thank you, buddy.
By the way, tonight history could be made. LeBron on the court. Lakers Thunder coverage begins at 5:30 p.m. Hear every moment of history on your flagship radio station of the Lakers, 710 ESPN, which means tomorrow. If LeBron breaks history tonight or Thursday night, the next day we will be commercial-free to celebrate the king right here on 710 ESPN. So tomorrow, potentially, we will give you 38,388 seconds of nonstop.
How does that measure out, Chris? Like, if you're going to do the math, how does that track?
10 hours, 39 minutes, and 48 seconds, which means we will round up to 11 hours, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Yep.
Tomorrow. So be with us. Meanwhile, Steve Mason will be part of that coverage. And Steve Mason has decided to make to post a tweet, okay, that directs us with the link to his Instagram account. Not a bit.ly or anything like that. Just a full link. And when you get to Steve Mason, at Venice Mace, Mace is now in the blogging on Instagram business.
Mm.
Which, I mean, that's hot, right, Producer Emily? People blogging on their Instagram posts?
Something that everybody does.
If you want a high school-like essay about LeBron.
Wow.
Go to at Venice Mace on Instagram and read his essay. And I can't wait for us to all just torture Mace about this post today. The tagline at the very end of the essay is, quote, "I'm going to start doing a little blogging on Insta." That is what everyone's been waiting for, Mace, a little blogging.
On Insta.
On Insta.
Well, you threw up some photos over the weekend.
Yeah, what do you need to know?
You should start blogging as
My level of influencer is just my image, just directs people in certain places.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
So I have some sort of app that takes an Instagram post, shoots it to Twitter, not with a link, but it makes it pop up.
A post. Mm-hmm.
A real post.
Yeah.
And it shoots it to Facebook.
Yeah.
I know what you're going to ask him.
Do you have this same thing, or
I think
are you manually posting on each platform? Because
I can answer this for him.
That you posted on Instagram, then Facebook, then Twitter.
I didn't post on Facebook. I don't even.
No, it was on Facebook.
Was it really?
Yes.
Oh, I had no idea. This is hand to God truth. I have not gone to my Facebook account in years. I didn't even know that I could do such a thing.
Well, I would love to know how it all happened, because for you, I was shocked by back-to-back Instagramming, IGing, or Instaing,
I was Instaing on Saturday.
Gramming.
I was Instaing on Saturday, and I did the picture, and when you go to hit post, it says that little blue toggle thing.
The toggle, yeah.
You can put it to Twitter as well, and I'm like, yeah, that saves me a step, so I just tapped it, and it did it.
Okay.
And it shows up as a link, and it doesn't show up as the photo, so
that's
it does
fine.
Not
on Twitter,
get your
so
point
we
got to
get you the app. But on Facebook, again, I'm interested.
I'm not worried about Facebook.
Okay.
Facebook's worried about you because you click on
both. I guess so. No, I don't think. I don't know.
Why were you inspired to post so much?
Because I'm an influencer. Did you not see David Spade like my tweet from a couple weeks ago?
Yes, but after years of me bothering you about this, one random weekend.
Chris, you know me as well as anybody does.
The more you push, the less he's going to do.
By the way, that crew
from
The Clash on Sunday night, that crew was the crew at Travis's house when he had
including Jorge.
Yeah, except I guess now I know how the crew feels, this crew, because invite got missed.
You wouldn't have come. I invite you to things. You never
you would come. He's not far from you.
Yeah, you'd have to pick me up. But
yeah, exactly. Although you could have trained it to The Clash. It was great.
But
would you, Chris, let me extend you an invitation right now.
For next year's
to
Clash?
To the 2024 Clash. I plan
Are
on
you
being,
going again?
100% I'm going
Damn,
again.
Damn, it's 3 years in a row?
It's a really fun event. Would you like to join us?
Your seats actually look better than Keyshawn's seats.
They're great. You want to be, because you can see the whole track. It's tiny.
Yeah.
Great seats.
Yeah.
Great seats.
I'll be there.
You like to come?
I would.
Good. You are in. Now our head count is 6. Alan, would you like to come?
I'll get back to you.
Okay.
I'll get back
Emily,
to you
would you like to come?
Sure, I'll come.
All right, 7. Taylor.
I'll be there, yeah.
Eight. There we go. We got a group. We
Everybody
got
but Alex.
I'm an odd number.
I only got eight. I only got eight. You're out.
Taylor, you can't buy nine tickets.
Taylor, let's be sure to pull this audio for next year at this time when he's like, oh, guys, I forgot.
Only could get five.
Right.
Travis and Sliwa, Alive Imaging Tuesday, continues now.
Back to the Mace's post. I would encourage a Substack, and then you have a little brief thing. Okay, here's my link to my Substack, and then you can write about all you want. Because this, I'm not reading past the first two paragraphs. After that, I'm like, and then I'm off.
Be sure to tell him that today during Supercross.
I will.
Talk.
Sure.
We're going to open with that.
I know.
All right, Travis and Sliwa continues now.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you. Yeah, that's a long post. I mean, it's lengthy. I thought the whole idea of these little social media things is quick, short. They cool picture, little line, description, keep
well,
it moving.
Have we not trained ourselves? Even now, like videos. If videos are, I'll just use that example. YouTube will have the shorts, right? The short. Okay, those are 10, 15 seconds. I'm almost training myself now to have that. My attention span is literally 15 seconds now.
Do you do the thing where you'll see, like, on your newsfeed, you'll see a story that looks interesting. You'll click it. You'll open it. And you do that thing where you kind of swipe up to see how far it is. It's like, oh, no, that's way too long.
Yes.
And then you're just out. Before you read the headline, like, I'm interested in this as a topic.
I know.
But that looks like that might take 10 minutes to read. I'm out.
The hell happened?
Like a notes app thing, too. Some people do like they'll do a screenshot of their notes app and their apology or whatever else. It's just like, I don't know. It's an odd platform.
Did I tell you that I got you hooked up for Friday? That we're gonna take your pad thai game to the next level?
You did. You told me your boy is coming on. Now I'm in a little pickle here, so we'll have to see when Braun breaks the record here.
Well, yeah, that he's gonna do it tonight. If not, but look, we got nonstop coverage. We're gonna and it's the day. It's the last show before the Super Bowl, so we're gonna bring on my friend Jet Tila, celebrity chef Jet Tila. He's
awesome.
Gonna come on. His parents are like the godfathers of Thai cooking in the United States. And so he's going to come on. He's going to give you a little pad thai primer just to take your game to the next level.
Love
get
it.
Us ready for the Super Bowl.
Perfect.
All of those things. Jet and I used to do kind of a weekly thing when I worked at the other station.
Yep.
So we're gonna get
Perfect.
The band back together and do it again. And he's going
to By the way, I might have to tell him, like, oh, no, you don't do it like that.
Yeah, tell the Thai guy how to make the pad thai.
I don't know if you knew where I was on Sunday, but
strike an expert here. Call here. Let's go to Newport Beach and Scotty. Scotty, you're on with Travis Lee.
Hey, what's up, guys? So there's a lot to unpack with Emily's subpar date there.
Indeed, there is.
But I'll try to keep it short. I find that, like, guys nowadays, like, it's like if you go on a date with someone and you don't have anything, like, when she brought up Game of Thrones, I don't like Game of Thrones necessarily. I'm not really into those kind of shows, but I would have at least, like, tried to fake the funk a little bit. Like, you can't just sit there and when someone asks you a question really not have anything to say. So I guess this might be a first, but Emily, I live in Newport Beach, but I'm definitely willing to drive to Echo Park and take you on like a real, like, good date, like where you would have more to talk about than 10 minutes. But I feel bad because I feel like if you would have told me what you did and not that I would have focused on that the whole time, but I would have had loads of questions for you. And also you seem very interesting from what I hear on the radio here, which isn't too much, but yeah, I just feel bad. I feel bad for you because I feel like you deserve better than that. And that guy, Sam, I work out too, but you
very
would know that
here,
just
Scotty.
By looking at me. I'm not going to sit there and tell you what my workout of the day was.
How many grams of protein you take in a day, Scotty?
Yeah, how many scoops? How many scoops you putting in?
I'm 250, 260 pounds, so I try to eat my, you know, a gram of protein per my weight, so 250 to 300 if I can, but again, I'm not going to sit there. Emily,
how
I know Emily doesn't care about that. Emily doesn't care about that. Like, I mean, she might be polite.
So Scotty, like, Taylor had a question for you.
How tall are you, Scotty?
I'm 6'1", 260. I'm very, very, very good looking. I'm athletic. I'm kind of funny.
Humble, too.
And my Instagram is Scotty_buckets with two Z's.
Sure.
Do you get buckets?
Hold on. I'm looking for Scotty_buckets right now.
Scotty, anyway, what's your career 3-point average on the wings?
Oh, on the wing, I'm kind of like Rui on the wing. I think I'm like a mid 35 to 40%.
Good answer.
Anywhere else?
It's a good answer.
Anywhere else? I'm kind of. But yeah, I mean, I could go play pickup ball. I could go. You know, I'm very interesting. And Emily, I guess I don't feel bad for you because that's not something to say, but I feel like you deserved better. So again,
Scotty,
I'm not on the apps or anything.
Right, yeah. You're not on the apps. That's great.
I'm not on the apps because what I get told is you look way better in person. Now, at first, I was like, well, is that a compliment?
Right,
or
Scotty,
not?
I'm gonna jump in right here, and I'm going to let Emily talk a little bit. Scotty, thank you. I found 12. You on Instagram.
Right,
I have questions that will go. So, Emily, your response to this is what?
I appreciate all the things that you think that I deserve. This is great. This gives me flashbacks to last year when I went on that date with Connor or whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know, Connor's a great person, a great guy. And
shows up at the Rams postgame show at Hollywood Park Casino at the Rays Lounge.
Yeah, and he was at the Mandy's. He's a loyal listener, so maybe you have to fight off Connor a little bit or whatever to top him. But, no, I appreciate your pitch. I listened, and I'll think about the pitch. Let's just say that.
That's a good response. What do you make of that, Al?
I don't know. I thought I thought his delivery was good. I think he was trying to say, hey, you had one bad night. Maybe I could change that. What more do you want? The guy went out of his way to pick up the phone and call.
So I want to go back to something he said. When he said that
35% three-point shooter on the wings.
Fake the funk, right? Is that what you're – would you rather him go, look, man, I don't really watch that stuff. Can we find another point, common point of interest?
Right.
Or would you rather him kind of pretend that, oh, yeah, I saw the one with the dragon and just make it up as he goes along?
I'd rather somebody have good questions to ask about something they don't know about. So I'd rather be – like to have someone that's curious. So, okay – laugh at me.
No, I was just thinking of a question to ask.
Okay.
I wasn't laughing at you.
Is this based on a true story?
She was my question would have been, why do you like something that's stupid?
And then I could say, I like it because of this. But I think that it's...
That's your curiosity.
It's less that like, one that he... That he was not even aware that it existed, or he was like trolling me. Yeah, whatever. So like, it's fine, but like the idea that like then I don't want to be made fun, especially if I'm on a date. I do not want to be made fun of for something that I like.
Sure.
So that's kind of the thing of like, okay, yeah, like please don't like make fun of me because we're not on that level yet. Because it's like that kind of thing doesn't sit well for me.
Yeah,
it's a weird deal. Gone? Is that it?
So like my...
Scotty's there. He's Scotty Buckets on Instagram.
Nah,
he'll DM me.
You guys know that I like to tease you guys, right? Like it's how I display affection, right? That I'm going to tell you mean things as opposed to nice things because I'm a man and that's how we express ourselves. But you're right that at the beginning of it, you can't really go there. You have to be a little bit more tactful. So what if he doesn't do it? Could it be, you know, I really haven't watched that show. Why do you like it so much?
Yeah, that's a better question to rephrase. Like I think it's like...
I'd kill it on Bumble Sleep.
But it's like...
I'd kill it.
You got to get to the point of like why someone likes something. And that's why... So I was like, oh, like why do you like white chicks? And then he was like, oh, I mean, I think it's just hilarious.
Because it's awesome.
Yeah, he didn't sound like...
You gotta have a little bit of a...
He didn't sound. He didn't sound very interested nor interesting.
Agreed.
A combination of the both.
Agreed.
Yeah.
I think you guys had a very similar experience, Emily, and that's why 10 minutes into it,
which is okay,
you would have said, "What are we calling this guy, Sam?"
Sam.
How are you supposed to know unless you
could say, Sam, you know what? I'm getting the sense you're not into this. I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm not. Just want to call it a night. That's everybody leaves.
You go
happy.
Have dinner over there. I'm going to have dinner
but
right
they weren't
here.
Having dinner. They're just having the drink.
Yeah,
like, you know,
yeah.
I'm gonna tap them. If you're in the middle of the meal and the entrees just got placed, you don't leave.
Like, can you leave, please?
Can we get you anything else? Yeah,
as
can you get them
good
out of here?
Steak.
But it's like at a drink, you can leave half of
a
someone also dirty
told me
Shirley
to like
on the
maybe
table.
Take a do a phone call before I go on a date. But that also sounds like a terrible thing to me.
And people don't know how to talk on the phone anymore.
Yes, you're going to have a bad impression over the phone, and you can't read. You can't read cues. You can't read social cues. It's bad.
Eric Stevens, Scotty going hard to the hoop. I won't read a couple of these other ones, but people have their thoughts on.
I think the question of the
Scotty.
Day so far is, how tall are you? That was
well,
the
first
defining
he ignored it,
question.
And then we had to get back into it.
So. I don't think he heard it. I don't think
he you're right.
It.
He was busy talking about his 250,
I think
260.
I think he missed it along the way. Talk a little bit about that Dodger schedule and why, while it's a lot better, it's actually more difficult. That's coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Ah, oh, there's nothing like the sound of this. From the movie White Chicks. Live Imaging Tuesday with Travis and Sliwa. Of course, the big topic today on social. If you're streaming the show on YouTube, just search ESPN LA or listening. Thanks for listening. Emily's date yesterday with Sam the bodybuilder has now given way. What was the guy's last Scotty last
Scotty.
Segment.
Scotty.
That had
Scotty
his
buckets. With two Z's.
And at the Mandy's, we will have our Mandy's 2, of course, coming up later this year. We will have probably best moments, a montage. Taylor asking him, how tall are you?
Amazing.
Is a great moment.
It's an important question.
It is important.
It's the only question.
Yeah, come on. 260. See how it spreads out.
Yeah, 260.
Makes yep. buckets. Two Z's.
Scotty
like,
buckets.
You can tell that he works out, is what he said. He's like, he works out, and you can tell. I won't talk about it, but you can tell him. Okay.
And he's not on these dating apps looking. Because the photos don't do justice of what he looks like in real person.
I did the dating app thing way back when, Match.com, before there were apps.
How did you do?
I did great, and I met a lot of people that are still somehow in my life, but I also met my ex on there, and that was bad.
Yeah.
Mm. So.
Yeah,
you win some, like you lose 100 like questionnaire or whatever for Match, or is that eHarmony?
That was eHarmony, but it was still in depth. But to the point of that some people on social media are making about the call, so we did the messaging, then maybe there would be a text, then there would be a set call. Before there was any sort of meeting, because you gotta once you get him on the phone, you would know. Like Sam, the bodybuilder who you went out with last night, you would have known after one phone conversation. Hey, this ain't worth it, right?
But sometimes people don't put themselves across properly over the phone. Like I don't know how I come across over the phone, but like who knows? Like it
there's
might not
an
be
art
the
to
best
it.
Way.
There's an art to being good on the phone. You can come across and you're awesome, and you come in, you meet him, be like, that's not the person I met. The opposite is true too. A total stiff, and you get them in real life, and they're terrific. That the
get
phone
a drink
is
in them, personality
yeah,
comes out.
It's not a catch all. You should go face to face. That's the way to do it.
Beautiful. Tomorrow, if history is made tonight, tomorrow on 710 ESPN. We will give you 38,388 nonstop commercial-free seconds of mega sports talk. So if LeBron makes history tonight, listen tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. for a commercial-free Celebration Wednesday right here on 710 ESPN as we all search for ways to fill out the clock every hour.
We're good.
So yeah, we'll be talking about the king. We'll be celebrating the king. We'll even talk some Super Bowl. But there also will be quite a lot of fun.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of, lot of time.
A lot of flim-flam as we try to figure it all out.
Flim-flam, frivolity, fun, all the Fs.
I think we get one
not
bathroom break an hour.
Yeah, no, you're good.
That's plenty.
You're
That's
good.
Perfect.
Just take some creatine or caffeine pills before the show.
Yep.
You'll be good.
Does yeah,
that
pre-workout.
Does that make you not have to go to the bathroom every break?
I think so. I mean, it's better than coffee.
No, coffee does the opposite.
Yeah.
Coffee does not
Well, it's a diuretic.
It is. And it has caffeine. I think caffeine speeds you up, no? Like in that department.
I mean, I if you're know. Not drinking a fluid, I would think you would be going to the bathroom fewer times, but
should probably
what do I know?
Something else.
Meanwhile, don't miss producer Emily with Factor Cap in about 10 minutes right now. Yes. Travis and Sliwa continues.
Thank you, Chris. Scotty Buckets is getting killed on Twitter. Sleigh.
Hey, guys.
He went hard in the hoop.
I didn't do it. I'm just saying this is the response on Twitter.
Everybody be nice. He was
it's
shooting
Twitter.
A shot. We appreciate the content. But, you know, me and him will handle it outside of...
I was just going to say, this is now your game to play. You go do your thing. I'm just saying that Scotty, the response that the Travis Sliwa committee or community is giving to Scotty is less than terrific. Little aggressive. And by the way, stop spelling buckets ETS. It's with two Zs. Little respect.
I wonder if I had to give you a prediction right now.
Pippin-esque.
You think they go out on a date?
No.
I'm not so sure.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I'm not so sure.
I know Emily now a little bit. I've got a decent feel for how she's going to respond to situations.
I hope
situations.
She goes against what you just said.
She might
try something different.
I'd never say never, but I feel we had this conversation this morning. She and mm-hmm. I talked a little bit about the date and why it did work and why it didn't work, and I have a rough undergrad level understanding of what you're looking for.
You got the inside scoop.
Yeah.
Got the inside
just
scoop.
Just a little bit. There's always exceptions to all of these rules. Not going to read that one.
Yeah, I had a couple of those where I couldn't read either.
But right I will say this. There's a lot of respect for old Scotty Buckets with two Z's for taking the shot.
Oh, yeah. No, listen. Taking shots and missing, as long as you're confident to take the shot, that's
unless you're Russ sometimes.
Very important.
No, Russ, no.
He's a Hall of Famer.
I haven't been in this game, world, universe in a long time. Is there a certain amount of respect that comes along with somebody just putting it out there and saying, hey, I would like to go out with you, and just completely opening themselves up, being vulnerable?
To a point, if you say respectfully no, then it's the, well, you're up, whatever.
No,
whatever.
That's a bad guy.
Because a lot of times that is the response. Like, hey, I put myself out there. Like, whatever. That's my impersonation.
UCLA fan.
But it's like, I put myself out there. You got to say yes. And then it's the denial and stuff. But I don't know. It's there is some respect for that, and to have the confidence, good thing for that. And confidence is half the thing for women. Confidence is more than anything else. You can look whatever you want to look. If you're confident and you're good and you have the
riz, isn't like a decent human being.
Yeah, and you have the riz factor, as Greg was trying to tell me about
riz.
So,
do you know riz? Al?
It's a thing that's kind of on like social media now. It's so you're having the riz, which is like a shortening of charisma.
Oh.
So you got the little bit of riz. So,
sure. Charisma. So Shams. So long.
Shams kind of, shot his shot with Kay Adams.
I think Kay Adams shot her shot
with Shams.
Yeah.
Oh, she did?
Well, no, it was definitely both. It was a lot of Shams, but it's both. So it's the riz factor of, Shams has the riz with Kay Adams. So you're saying
that's
what the riz
God
this.
Was.
Yes, that's what riz God is.
Okay. All comes back together, my friend.
So
it took a month for me to figure it out.
Are they together?
Not aware of it at this point. They're just, you know, they're publicly things.
They could be playing it too, just because it's really good social media.
It gets clicks.
Pop for both of them. So
yes,
could be doing that.
We should do that.
Stop it.
Hey, first off, don't look at me that way, and then change the way your voice.
Yeah, you had a dream about him last night.
As a bodybuilder, no less. There's clearly something out there. We should do
that.
There
is factor.
Just, you know, for the clicks. I think if there's anything people know about Alan Saliwa and Travis Rogers, it's that we're
about the clicks.
We do it for the clicks. We do this for the clicks.
Should have changed my paddle name.
So this season, do it just clicks.
For the clicks.
The Riz God.
Well, with two Z's. Clicks with two Z's. Much like Scotty Buckets with two Z's. I feel like when you have to tell people that there's two Z's on it, you've kind of defeated the purpose. But that's just me. New baseball schedule this year.
Badass schedule.
It's a lot better.
Yeah.
It's a lot better. Everybody plays everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You will play the teams in your division less, from 19 times to 14 times, which for the Dodgers is actually bad news.
And for the rest of the NL West, it's great news.
It's great news because there's two very good teams. But the Dodgers get to play the Rockies and the Diamondbacks 19 times each.
Yeah.
I don't think the Dodgers have lost to the Diamondbacks since 1994. I don't think that's happened for a very long time.
Just to play off what you just said, that's the worst idea ever. Just kind of thinking about that you have to play the Rockies and the Diamondbacks 19 times each. I know what you're going to say. Al, you stack some W's there. I understand that. But going to the ballpark to see the Rockies or the Diamondbacks, or tuning on TV and you see them again, I can't tell you how excited I am about the new schedule, just to see some new faces, new players, teams that you're not typically accustomed
to. I'm not with
to.
You on that, because that's the Rockies and Diamondbacks problems, that they've been bad for 20 years. That's not the Dodgers or the Padres problem, right? That if they can't get their you-know-what together, that's on them.
Correct.
The idea is to have a bunch of games in your division that will be meaningful down the stretch. I'm okay with going to 14, because what it means is every year the Dodgers are going to play the Yankees. every year the Dodgers are going to play the
Red
Boston
Sox,
Red
Cubbies,
Sox.
They're going to play Cubbies. They would
the,
anyways. Yep.
Yeah, they're going to play those other. The Angels will play the Atlanta Braves every
sure.
year, right?
Yep.
They're going to play the Cubs mm-hmm. every year. They're going to be. This is good news, and you know if the Yankees come to Dodger Stadium this year, the Dodgers go there next year. But you're going to play everybody if
yep.
you're a Cleveland Guardians fan. Like for me, to see Shane. And again, we're so spoiled here in Southern California because we have an American League team and a National League team, so we get to see everybody anyway if we're so inclined. But let's say you're in Atlanta. You don't get to see Shohei Ohtani.
Sure.
And now he's coming through. He's going to come through and do this. The downside is that you're taking, so what's a good 20 games off the schedule against a division that for at least the last few years has been pretty weak outside of the Dodgers. That's 20 games against presumably better teams.
So this is what you got to ask yourself. What's better for the sport? And I think what's better for TV, I think what's better for in-person season ticket sales, everything else is it's nice to have some change. It's nice to get chances to see some of the best players in the world that you don't get an opportunity to see. And what I'm referring to there, Trav, I think the NBA has done a really good job where a lot of times it's not necessarily the team that you're playing. It's the player that you're playing. When the Lakers are going to play the Dallas Mavericks, yes, there's a Laker logo and a Mavs logo, but there's a LeBron picture and there's a Luka picture.
Sure.
And I think for baseball, it's good to have this. It's good to be able to have the photo of this specific player representing that franchise that you have not got a chance to see in person, and now you get to see him at Dodger Stadium. So I'm a fan of it. I know what you're saying, too, about the Diamondbacks and the Rockies. That's their problem, not the Dodgers. You're not wrong in that. But you still get 14 games against those teams,
yeah.
right? So it's not like you're going from 19
no.
to 6.
Yeah.
You're going from 19 to 14. You free up 10 games to go up against other opponents.
It's not quite the basketball schedule where you play a home-and-home with everybody, but it's more like the basketball schedule. We're going to play these teams the most, but we're also going to play everybody else.
Yeah.
And that's the way that it should be. Everybody should play everybody, get a chance to see it. And I know I just said, in L.A., we're spoiled. If you're a Yankee fan, Yankees come to town every year. If you're a Cubs fan, Cubs come to town every year because we have two teams. But if you live in San Diego, I mean, even San Diego, the Angels are only 90 miles away.
Sure,
it's not
sure.
that far. Mm-hmm. But if you live in Colorado, you live in Arizona, you live in Seattle, you live in Atlanta, you live in these sorts of the places that have one team, it's a big deal. It's a very big deal to get everybody through every year to see Shohei, to see Mookie Betts, to see all these guys. It's the right way to do it. They're making really good decisions in baseball. The schedule is better. They're changing the rules to benefit more offense, which makes a better TV show. There's not going to be a shift, bigger bases. All of these things are designed to make baseball more fun and give them credit for doing it right.
If baseball's philosophy used to be, it's baseball. This is just what we do. That's the equivalent of a company or even however you want to describe it. Somebody not updating. Just, hey, okay, I get that's the way we used to do it.
Yeah.
But look how this can help us, our sport moving forward. I love it.
You know what it is? It's not baseball. It's not football or basketball. It's a television show. You need people to watch it. You need people to sign, whether it's in person or on TV or listen to it on the radio. It needs to be entertaining.
And
if
it can't
it's not,
be the
they're
going
to turn it off.
And it can't be the same
no,
20 years
TV
ago.
TV shows change.
30 years
movies
ago.
Change. Yep. Everything changes along the way. Factor Cap, coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, I do find it interesting that it was almost probably literally a year ago today that the whole thing with Connor and
is that true?
About it. Yeah, I think it was like almost, it might have been the end of January, but it's around this time. So I was like, maybe it's just the Valentine's Day and everybody, if you're single out there and you're just trying to find someone else out there. And so, you know, I mean, it's kind of a bad time to go on a date. It's a bad, it's a weird window, because if you're going to commit.
Oh, because first date, right, exactly. Mastro's February 14th.
Right. I mean,
what's
Taylor,
the best way to meet somebody? Is it online now? Is that the, just the way that it has to be done?
The best way is through a friend.
Okay.
The most successful way, I think, would be through a friend. So, you know, your friend knows you well, and they know that person probably well, and it's good set up. The most common, way down. Is the dating apps nowadays. Because Taylor, you're the emo girl is a friend,
alt
right?
Girl.
Alt girl,
yeah. Alt girl. Come on, little respect.
Yeah, she was a friend suggestion, right?
A friend of a friend, yeah. So yes. I met her at a show.
Yeah, see, that's the better, in person is the best way, but
I agree.
Not the most common way. So people are sharing on TikTok. They call it the quote unquote depression meal, but I would say like a coping meal. So a meal that you make for yourself if you're, you know, you might be a little stressed, you might be a little bit like anxious, and it's just a simple meal and it always hits for you, but it might be a little weird. So you have a coping meal that you like to make. Travis?
Can I split the hair a little bit? It's not something I make, but it's something when I am under stress I go get is McDonald's.
Yeah.
It is one of those, and I'm not anti-McDonald's. I eat McDonald's, but I don't eat it a lot. And when I am like, you know, I just feel like, yeah, a little exposed or whatever it is, that two McDoubles with a large fries and a Coke is like the best antidepressant in the world. It is a wonderful, it's salty, it's hot, it's a little sweet with the Coke. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing to kind of hit that reset button. So for me, it's definitely a trip through the McDonald's drive-thru.
So I'll go fact, but it's not a specific meal, it's overeating. It's like a coping meal where you don't even really care what you're eating. You just know that you're eating too much of it. And then when I'm done with that, I'm going to also go eat that. And then I'm going to go look at what kind of snacks are there. It's less the actual meal. It's the fact that I'm just eating way too much of it. Yeah.
Taylor?
Fact, overeating, and it's eating out too. It's at South Bay Pizza. Usually I'll just get the whole, you know, like a medium-sized pizza, put the whole thing down.
Can you take down a whole pizza? That's like
eight
medium-sized slices, right?
And I don't feel bad after it.
And you can take down a hole?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah, it's not.
Taylor doesn't take me as someone to do that.
I can't do that.
But he takes me as someone, because when you're stretched out like that, you gotta keep the.
Yeah, I'm a big guy.
I mean, a leg.
That's why he asked.
Like an anaconda. Like an anaconda. Just eat the whole meal at once.
You do roll up the pizza in like a burrito shape and just hoover it like an anaconda, where you unhinge your jaw and just start stuffing it in.
Pretty close.
Breathe through your nose.
It's a tortilla.
So for me, it's kind of similar to what you guys say. I usually get like a small or like a medium pizza. I don't eat in one sitting, but it's I'll get no sauce, pepperoni pizza, and it hits the spot, but it's also in a spot where like I'm like, I don't know if I should be eating this, because I'm like, this is kind of like the trigger of like, hey, Emily, maybe evaluate it. It's like thinking about bangs. You're like, oh, why are you craving this meal? Why do you want bangs? So like, maybe there's something deeper inside there that you need. All right, so AMC announced that they're thinking about, I don't know if they're implementing it or not, but they're thinking about pricing tiers for their for tickets. So if you sit in the middle, if you got a middle seat in the big theater, that's more expensive than sitting in the front. It's more expensive than sitting in the back. So, and for their luxury theaters, you know, where you can recline and everything, it's more expensive. So it's essentially showing like, it's going to be cheaper for you than right now. So if you bought a ticket right now, it might be like $15. If you buy a ticket in the front seat, front few rows, it'll be like $8. So you would pay less to sit in the front. Travis, fact or cap?
No. I don't think I would. I'm not interested in saving a couple of bucks to be in a bad seat, right? If I'm going to go do a thing, whether it's go see a movie or a show or concert or even an airplane, like anytime, I'm willing to pay a little bit extra to not be in the seat that sucks the most. You know what I mean? Like if the one in the front row is $10 less than the one in the middle, I'll take the one in the middle. If the aisle is $10 more expensive than the seat in the middle on an airplane, give me the aisle. I will pony up the premium, so I'm cap.
Ow.
I'm cap on this one, even though I've talked about, I have sat in the iPIC theater laying down in the front, and I haven't had any issue with it. But that's not a big enough price differential. So I'll use as an example. If I go to a sporting event and or a concert, and that's $100, and that's closer to $200, it's a big difference, right? So I'm okay with a $100 seat. The seats are not as good, but I still feel like I get the experience. But that $100 difference, that differential is so much bigger. The $10 difference, something like that, that's not as big of a deal.
I'll pay double.
Yeah.
Taylor?
Yeah, for a sporting event, I mean, just getting your foot in the door is good. But I feel like for a movie, I want to have a good view. I want to be able to, I don't know.
See the whole thing.
Right. It's kind of important.
So, like, with my pass that I have, too, like, sometimes I'll, like, get tickets kind of, like, last minute, and I'll sit in the front. It's not the end of the world. I'll do it. But I'm also someone, I'm very particular. I don't like sitting in the middle of a row. I like sitting in the end because I like to be able to, like, scoot right after the movie's done. Or if I had to go to the bathroom, I'm not disturbing anybody. So I'm, like, atypical with my movie seat choices. But I would pay less, honestly. I think that it's not the end of the world to see it in the front row. So the companies have been releasing either teasers or tastes of their Super Bowl commercials that will be aired this Sunday. So I'm of the belief that if you air part of your commercial or you air your commercial ahead of time, it's not a Super Bowl commercial. It's just a commercial that airs in the Super Bowl. So like it should be a distinction that this is like the first time anybody sees this is the Super Bowl, and that's why you remember it. But you like these Super Bowl commercial previews that are coming out. Alan, Factor Cap.
Fact, I'm fine with it. If I see something a couple days before the Super Bowl and then it tells the other side of the story during the Super Bowl, I'm okay with that. If they're somehow, some shape, way connected.
But the second part that you're describing would be specifically unique to seeing it in the Super Bowl.
Yes. If you put out a commercial before the Super Bowl and it's the same commercial in the Super Bowl, then there's nothing
there.
That's
what she's talking about.
But you said there's like a preview of it or something.
But what I'm saying
like
is like you like that you're getting a preview. So I was kind of my statement before is kind of not connected, but this is like you like the preview of the.
If it's the exact same thing, no. Then it's just defeated the purpose. If there's a hey, this is a part one.
Yeah.
And you got something else coming, I'm okay with it being connected.
Yes, to your thing is interesting. Like the conclusion of it, right? Mm-hmm. The second 30 seconds of a 1 minute movie, right? I like that idea, but no, if it's just a Pepsi commercial or whatever, Ford, Budweiser, whatever it is, and I don't want to see it on Friday night and then have it show up on the Super Bowl. Because look, it's kind of a dated thing, like the Super Bowl commercial, just because of the way that we consume media is so differently now. But there is something about kind of anticipating if you get whether it's a celebrity or it's particularly funny, or I know that our Breaking Bad guys are going to do something. I believe that is kind of what you're talking about.
Yeah,
right?
Because they're having a lot of clips. And like, are these all the clips that are making up this Popcorners thing?
So my youngest said to me, hey, Dad, did you know they're doing this? I said, I did. He goes, do you want to see it? I'm like, no, I don't. I want it to be new to me come Super Bowl Sunday. So I'm willing to wait.
Taylor?
Yeah, I want it to be fresh and unique, too, just kind of echoing what these guys said. And it defeats the purpose if they show you ahead of time.
Right, exactly. And you kind of can tell which ones are coming up, but I think it's still kind of a unique space because it's one of the only times like we're all together, we're all watching something at the same time, and you're tweeting about it, you're doing that thing. So that's why it's kind of cool and unique.
You know what's funny about that? Because I agree with what we have so few monoculture events now where we're all doing it collectively at the same time. And the Super Bowl is one of the last ones like that. But the thing inside that everybody's fired up that I could take or leave is the halftime show.
Yeah.
Like that's something I know everybody's fired up, and I like Rihanna, it's fine, but I don't have to see it. Like that's one of those things that I'm 100% comfortable
missing.
To
be honest with you, it's probably what I least look forward to in the Super Bowl. I really do. Like but some people love it. They love music, so I know how big it is. For me, it's kind of take it or leave it. That's fine.
I'm with you.
All right. So this one kind of goes along with what we were talking about with the date and everything, but you have a go-to way to signal for a check. Taylor, Factor Cap.
To the waiter or to the person I'm with?
To the waiter.
Eye contact.
Where's your credit card?
You got your half?
Want to split it? Oh, wait, but you had the fries. I had that.
I get the alligator arms. Can't find my wallet. No, just make eye contact. It's pretty good.
Jeff? It's just the little fake pen in the air.
Yep.
Just the little, hey, you know, can I sign and get out of here deal? It's universally understood of what you mean. And so, yeah, that's the easy one.
Had it on Sunday. The guy was kind of doing his thing. Wasn't coming to the table enough. Not in a bad way, but he had other stuff going on.
Hey, buddy.
Finally got a chance. We made eye contact.
No. Yeah,
whenever you're ready.
It doesn't feel rude either. That's the thing. It's not like, hey,
no.
Check.
No.
It's just, hey, when you get
but,
a
but and he knows, makes like,
yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right, I'm in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Emily, do you have a different one than that?
No, I kind of just, I might like, if it's a female waitress too, I might like tap her on the shoulder, be like, hey, can we get it? Like, if she's walking by, but like, I'm not the end of the world about that stuff.
Do you touch your waiter, Slee?
I usually, you know when they have their like leg locked and you hit towards the back and they kind of move a little bit?
Right,
I give one of those.
Totally.
You go, you hit the back of the knee so they drop down a little bit. Henri was very happy to see us on Friday night. It'd been the better part of a month, so we embraced. That's how I do it.
You carried him.
He's a little bit smaller than me. I'm a lot bigger than him. Not quite Scotty Buckets big, but you know how it goes. Two Z's, Al. It's Travis Slee, 710 ESPN. I don't know if you know the answer to this or not, Slee. It was news to me last night. They used to do, like, have you ever been to Super Bowl Media Day? Have you ever done that before? Not Media Day, like Radio Row and that whole thing. Yeah.
I'm trying to think when they had the Super Bowl in San Diego.
That's 20 years ago, right?
No.
Yeah. So that's its own thing. But Tuesday used to be Media Day, where all the players would come out to podiums and you could go theoretically ask them questions, even though you couldn't get near anybody that you'd actually want to ask a question to. They did it last night in prime time. I was flipping channels. They had it on NFL Network. I'm like, wait. And they call it opening night of Super Bowl week now. It's its whole television show. Still as uninteresting as it's ever been. But Andy Reid was asked a question about it. This wasn't at opening night, but it was just kind of one of the questions that you get asked frequently at events like that. Yep. The three keys to life. Here's Chiefs head coach Andy Reid.
Now rock the Tommy Bahama, eat some cheeseburgers, and be happy.
Okay, rock the Tommy Bahama, which when Andy Reid isn't coaching, I don't think I've ever seen him without a Tommy Bahama. Eat some cheeseburgers. That's kind of Andy Reid's signature move. And be happy. That's pretty good.
That's
a good three keys to life. I've put together my own list. Would you like me to go first of the three things that I think you need to have to have the happy life? So the first one I think is universal. You need to have good relationships with your family and or friends or both, right? You need to have somebody that you can open up to. You need to have somebody that you can rely on. You need to have somebody that you trust implicitly with the things that you are vulnerable with, that whether it's your wife, your brother, your mom, your dad, your best friend, somebody that you can open up. So family, number one. Number two, a martini. Just something that, Emily, you were talking about the coping mechanism for food. This is the secret skeleton key to relaxing, because you don't have to have a bunch of just one really properly made martini in the correct glass with the correct amount of gin and vermouth and just the perfect two perfectly fat olives on a good toothpick. I dare you not to have a good time after doing that.
And when you have them, there's kind of this, I feel like, at least for you, hey, I'm looking forward to having those. So it's like a lead up to it as well.
It's anticipation.
Not some anticipation there. Hey, it's going to come at the end of the week or whenever
it is. You're always in a little bit better mood after you have that.
And even a bad one isn't that bad.
I disagree with that.
Okay. He will spill he'll push his glass over the table.
I've never done that either, but there's somewhere like this is terrible. So that's number two. And the last thing is eat well. Eat well. Just the things that you like, eat healthy and eat badly, do both. Some days you got to treat yourself to something that's not good for you. Some days you got to make sure that you're eating the things that you're supposed to eat because it fuels your body, your spirit, your soul, all of these sorts of things. But eat well. Family, a martini, and eat well. Those are the three things.
Okay, I'm going to stick with the spend time with family. I think that is... sometimes we just get stuck in our own world. We're working, we're doing this. Find time to spend time with loved ones, okay? That's number one. Travel the world for me is a very, very, I feel like that opens up your eyes to so many different things. I think it's easy to kind of stay in your own bubble, stay with what you know, stay what you're comfortable with. When you do get chances to see other cultures, how other people value different things, the food that they eat, their rituals and everything else, that kind of really opens up your horizons. And then the last thing for me is you got to do something every day and you got to make money. can you really try to do something that you enjoy doing? I mean, that fulfillment of doing something that you feel, hey, I either enjoy what I'm doing or there's it feeds the soul, something along those lines.
Emily.
All right, so my first one, and it kind of is similar to yours, but I'm going to change a little bit, but it's practice forgiveness, but protect yourself. So the idea that, I'm not going to say forgive and don't forget, but the
Old
idea
grudges.
That, not that, but forgive people, but also know who they are. So don't forget who they are and who they, what they told you that they were.
Good one.
So, and then this is advice that I got from a mentor of mine in college, and it was think about what you wanted to do at 10 years old and figure out how you can do that in your life. So great, like when I was 10 years old, I wrote in my little elementary school yearbook, and I was like, I want to be an ESPN sports commentator. And then, you know, here it is. But I didn't really kind of find that until I was in college, and I followed a path that I wanted to find.
I wanted to be a point guard for the Lakers, and I don't know yet. I'm still kind of figuring it out.
You're talking about point guards for the Lakers.
True.
So there's things
it's
that
adjacent.
You can get. It's not necessarily you go do that thing, but it's how can you use your skills that you have in your adult life to do that thing. And then the last thing is, and this is like keys to happiness, keys to life, the last drink is never worth it. So what happens with the last drink.
That is such great advice, Emily. That is such, you never need one more.
Yeah, you never need one more.
I violate that rule far more often than I follow
it. Well, you said two, right? That's your, the martinis, right? That's the number.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And one is fine. So, three is a terrible decision.
Nothing good happens. You have one more, you get too drunk. You have one more, you text the person you're not supposed to. You have one more, you can't sleep. You have one more, you're hungover.
Great advice.
You have the weird alcohol concoction or whatever to get that one, last one in, or it's like you're going home and it maybe wasn't a great day and you have one more at home and you feel more worse about yourself. So I think last drink, never worth it.
Taylor.
Okay, my first one is just keep it simple. A lot of things in life don't need a long explanation, and I found that I've gotten in more trouble opening my mouth than I have keeping it shut.
It's great advice too.
So, secondly, stay loyal to your soil. I just try to remember where I'm from. At the end of the day, I'm a hick from the sticks, from Iowa.
That's Larry Bird, the hick from French Lick.
Just don't, pave your own driveway, or whatever he was doing.
It's bad for the bag.
Was that what he's doing?
You're Larry Bird. Hire a guy. You're fine. And nobody's going to think you've lost. What's the line? Remember your soil? What is it?
Stay loyal to your
soil.
Stay
loyal. Larry was very loyal to his soil. You can hire a guy to pave your driveway.
Yeah. Literally.
My back, fortunately, is still intact.
Good for you.
Haven't been carrying the Celtics on it. And lastly, it's kind of some hippy-dippy existential BS, but let the music be your master. I'm a big music guy. Every time I've turned my back on music, I don't know. I always wake up with a song in my head, so it's just important to me. Go and see live music, playing music, everything music.
I would have been
feeds the soul
very disappointed, Taylor, had you not had one of those in big music. I was waiting for it to come. I'm glad that it did. That you went to the Larry Bird paving his own driveway is my favorite.
That's Andy one Reid of the great with his opened us up to kind of a nice little conversation.
Hit us up. Hit us up. What are the three? Give us one or two or three or ten or whatever it is that you think that you got to do that can be serious, preferably not, and we can come up with a whole bunch of things. 877-710-ESPN. LeBron James, it could happen as soon as tonight. He is 36 points away from breaking the record. Does he do it tonight? What does it mean tonight? And where are the Lakers? And how important do they have to win tonight? That's all coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.